Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present Stone Cold Surrender by Brenda Jackson, performed by Sean Crisden.
Chapter 1. The woman had a death grip on his thigh. The pain was almost unbearable, but her hands touching him felt so damn good. No longer satisfied with looking at her out of the corner of his eye, Stone Westmoreland slowly glanced over to stare at the woman, studying every single element about her. She was strapped in her seat as if the plane would crash unless she grabbed hold of something. Her eyes were shut tight and her breathing was irregular, and it reminded him of the breathing pattern of a woman who'd just experienced the most satisfying orgasm. Just thinking about her touch aroused him. He leaned back in his seat as the plane leveled off in the sky and closed his own eyes. With back-to-back book deadlines, it had been a long time since he'd been with a woman, and a mere touch from her had sent his libido into overdrive. He opened his eyes and took a shaky breath, hoping the month he would spend at his cousin's ranch in Montana, getting his thoughts together for a new book, would do him some good. At 33, he and Durango were only a few months apart in age and had always been close. Then there was his uncle Corey, who lived not far from Durango on a ranch high up in the mountains. Corey Westmoreland was his father's youngest brother, who at 54 had retired as a park ranger after over 30 years of service. Stone had fond memories of the summers he and his one sister, four brothers, and six male cousins had shared visiting Uncle Corey. They had gained a great appreciation for the outdoors, as well as for wildlife. Their uncle always took his job as a park ranger seriously, and his love for the wilderness had been contagious. The one thing that stood out in Stone's mind about his uncle was that he never planned to marry. In fact, other than the women in the family, no other woman's foot had ever touched the soil of Corey's Mountain. His uncle always said it was because he was so ornery and set in his ways that marriage wasn't for him. He much preferred living the life of a bachelor. Stone's thoughts shifted to his brothers. This time last year, all of them had been happy-go-lucky, enjoying every single minute of playing the field. Then the next thing you know, Dare, the eldest, got married, and less than 6 months later, last month to be exact, his brother Thorn was marching down the aisle. Everyone in the family began ribbing Stone, saying since he was the third Westmoreland brother, he would probably be next. And he had been quick to tell them that hell would freeze over first. He enjoyed being a bachelor too much to fall for any type of marriage trap, and although he would be the first to admit that the women his brothers had married were the best and more than worthy of their undying love and affection, he had decided a long time ago, just like Uncle Corey, that marriage wasn't for him. Not that he considered himself ornery or set in his ways, he just did not want to be responsible for anyone other than himself. He enjoyed the freedom to come and go whenever he pleased, and being a national, award-winning, best-selling author of action thriller novels afforded him that luxury. He traveled all over the world to do research, and whenever he did date, it was on his time and no one else's. For him, women were a necessity, but only at certain times. And usually it wasn't difficult to find one who agreed to an affair on his terms. To be completely honest, Stone had no issues with the concept of marriage. He just wasn't ready to take the plunge himself. He'd made a decision long ago to remain single after watching a good friend, who was also a best-selling author, become hopelessly in love and besotted with a woman. After getting married, Mark had decided that writing was not a priority in his life anymore. His focus had switched. He much preferred spending time with his wife instead of sitting at a computer all day. It was as if Mark had become Samson, who'd gotten a haircut. Once married, he had been zapped of his identity. The thought that he could lose his desire to write over something called love totally unnerved Stone. Since publishing his first book at 23, writing had become his life, and he didn't intend for that to change. Doing so would mean losing control, and the idea of losing that type of control on his life was something he couldn't handle. Stone decided to check out the woman sitting beside him once more. Even with her eyes closed, he immediately liked what he saw. Shoulder-length, dark brown hair.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?